Hey, buddy.
Hello, Thomas. This is Sheldon again. Can you hear me?
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. So I just went through the book, and I was going through this. Did you do all the drawing?
No, a friend of mine did the drawing on the cover. It lists me as the author and her as the illustrator.
It's very nice. Very nicely done.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. Based on a true story.
It all it all it's all supposed to rhyme too, in case you didn't notice.
That's nice. So, illustration done by Roshona Cam.
Yeah.
Nice. So, one thing I wanted to confirm, what's the trim size that you have in mind on this book?
I was
Is it a
thinking,
square book?
no, I was thinking landscape style.
Landscape. I do understand it's landscape, but there's like a trim size. So basically, it's the dimensions of the book in inches.
Right. So
Yeah.
8.5 by 11 would be fine as long as it's landscape style.
Perfect. Also, do you have a Word file for this?
No, but I could convert the PDFs to Word if you need me to.
No, I can do that as well because I'll check it if it converts fine because sometimes it happens that when you convert it from, from PDF to Word, it
Yeah.
just blows it out of proportion.
You're right.
So wait, are these all images that you've attached on PDF?
They're all, what do you mean images? They're all drawings.
Yeah, they're all. Wait, that is my point. They're all images. Okay, the text there is also part of the image.
Yes.
Okay, and they're a bit out of dimension. Okay. Question though, I have a question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? It's just my opinion. Wouldn't it look better to, have the characters and the, where is it? The conversation point. Like, look, here are these, and the conversation appear as a bubble in the picture. Those thought bubbles.
Yeah, well, I wanted it all rhymes, you know. So I have to keep it consistent with the rhyming.
Now, what I'm basically trying to say is, wouldn't it look nicer for kids? Since this is a kid's book, wouldn't it look nicer if the text was incorporated into the image? You can still
I
make it
also,
rhyme.
yeah, I didn't want I wanted the images all from the dog's point of view. That's why you can't see the humans from the waist up.
Yeah, I understand.
So all the dogs, everything the humans say, the dogs just hear it. I didn't want you to see it, you know.
I do understand. I completely understand that. That's not what I'm trying to say at this time. What I'm trying to say is the general text, like there was once a special dog named Dalton who didn't have any ears. What I mean, this is outside of the image. Wouldn't it look better incorporated into the image?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Make it a bit,
I don't know.
a bit colorful, and it is a children's book. You want that you can, make the text colorful and be incorporated into the image. It'll look much nicer and more appealing for kids.
Can you do that?
That is possible. We have an entire design team. The group of illustrators are there.
I mean, as long as the words don't get. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the artwork. As long as the words don't get sort of lost, and as long as it's
Transition, I
still
do
read,
understand.
yeah, as long as it's still readable, I'm not opposed to that.
I think we can get that done. I'll have to have a quick meeting with the design team. I think that is possible because I look at the book right now myself. So from my perspective, I think it's very possible, but I'll have to confirm it from the design team as well. I was getting your
Okay.
perspective. If you are, up for that, then I'll talk to the
Yeah.
design team.
I'm up for that.
Perfect. I also have another question. There are a
Yeah.
lot of words in the, illustrations. Whose idea was that?
Right. That was the illustrator.
Ah, that's nice. Because I think it's like horoscope on the blanket that Dalton has, right?
Right, he's reading a paper.
Ah, it's paper. Oh. Interesting. Yeah, it's actually random, words. I was trying to see what that is relative to. Nice. So I'll contact the team. Okay. Are you free for half an hour?
Yeah, just give me a call.
Perfect. I'll ask the team if it's possible, and I'll get back to you on that. Okay? And hopefully, we
Okay,
can
and then
make
I'll.
the, we can amplify the illustrations, not to change anything from the image that they've given us, just incorporate the text into it.
Okay, and then I'll email you a back cover summary.
Description, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want that to be a design as well? Oh, there's an actual picture of Dalton as well.
Yes.
Oh.
So there's an actual picture of Dalton, and then what there is after that is there's three black and white pages
For
that are
kids to
meant for
draw on.
kids that for kids to color in after they buy
Yeah,
the book.
that's very nice. That's a
Yeah.
great idea.
So I
You
don't I
have copyrights for this, right?
yeah, I wrote it. Yeah.
But do you have copyrights to it?
I mean I not officially, but
I do recommend you get that.
yeah. Well, once we release it, I'll have it, right?
Yeah. No, that's not how copyrights work. I'll actually, for now, let's not talk on this. Okay, for now, let's not talk on this. I'll guide you through it, but later, when
Yep.
we have everything in place. Okay, that's your email. One recommendation. This is
Yep.
a personal recommendation. You ought to remove your contact number from the book.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's the best of ideas. The email is fine, but you don't want to be blasted on your phone.
Well, if I do, I think that'll be a good problem to have.
I completely understand that, but at some point it's not going to be fun.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe have the design team take that out if they can.
Okay, give me half an hour, I'll get back to you on that, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, buddy.
No problem, no problem, Thomas. I'll see
All
you in
right.
half an hour, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Welcome, have a good day.
All right,
Bye.
bye.